Praise God. Y'all, let's get in the Bible. Where is the rapture scripture? Y'all know I love teaching this. Where is the rapture scripture? I say, when is he coming back? Y'all don't even know. Huh? Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know when Pastor Good could come back. Oh my gosh. Man. You know, one of the greatest tools of teaching in the public school, teaching in church, teaching in school, one of the greatest tools that teachers use is something called assessment. Like, you don't know what people know until you ask them. And then they have something that we call in education generalization. Now, there's the acquisition level. You know about this too? Yeah. There's acquisition, and then there's fluency, and then there's generalization. Acquisition is when you first learn something, a concept. Fluency is when you start to kind of get it and connect the dots and connect it with other areas, right? So, for instance, if I show a child a cow on a flashcard, right? And I say, this is a cow. Is this a cow? What's this? Cow, cow. All right, acquisition level, only that flashcard to them is going to say cow. If I show them another picture of another color of a cow, same kind of things animated, they don't get it. No, this is a cow too. Oh. But you point to the first one you show them, it's cow. That's acquisition. When they start to get it between the white cow and the black cow, they're getting fluent. Generalization is, I can put them in any situation. I can go to the zoo. What's that? Cow. We passing by on driving to Dallas. And we look on the side in Conroe, Huntsville. What's that? That's a cow. They've generalized. And so what happens with Christianity and doctrines and what we teach is that many of you never get to the generalization level. Because it doesn't become a part of your everyday life and processing. Every day. How do I really look at this? All right. So when I ask you, he come back, when could he be back? Oh, y'all thinking, oh, the millennial reign, oh, after the white throne. Oh, God. So let's look at this. I just want to show you. And I hope, I mean, I can't make you think like me and all of that. It's hope in hopes that as we teach the word of God, that you'll learn it, acquisition, learn it, fluency, learn it, generalization. And the last phase is what? You know this one? Maintenance. Maintenance. That you maintain what you know. All right, don't let it slip, okay? So, how soon could we see Pastor Gould again? That's what we're going to title this. How soon could we see Pastor Gould again? All right, let's look at this. And I talked to him last Friday, actually. But how soon could you see Pastor Gould again? Let's look. I love this. I love Paul. I love how he wrote. I love how he said things. Verse 13. But I would not have you be our. Everybody say that. I hate it when I'm in the room with the people I teach and they're ignorant to something. That just brings out the teaching me. Not insulting to you that, you know, because ignorance is just, I don't know. Or maybe I forgot. All right? So, but Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant. All right? And I would not have you to be ignorant. Any pastor, any apostle, any teacher, you know, I say this all the time. Mike Murdoch said this, part of the wisdom that I talked about last week that I've learned in 46 years, that everyone was created to do what? Solve a problem. Good. Number one answer. Everyone was created. You said it too. Everyone was created to do what? Solve a problem. And teachers were created to solve ignorant problems. I mean, yeah, you need not be ignorant if you got a good teacher. Yes? Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant. Now, I'm talking about when somebody bona fide, you know, love the Lord, you know, dies, you know. Y'all, there are some immutable facts. Some things that will never change, things you don't have to worry about. So he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning those that are asleep, that you saw or not, even as others that have no hope. See, this is the reason why people act out when folks die. Because they're ignorant. Now, if that joker was selling drugs, shooting up heroin, raping women, y'all, what a time to be sorrowful. But then, even then, you know, I toss up one like, maybe at his last breath. You know, last breath. The man on the cross. He was a thief, right? He was a malefactor. Man on the cross. You know, he was saved. One of them was. Between two thieves. One of them was saved. At the last moment. So even the most vile person. Wouldn't it be something we get to heaven and Adolf Hitler is standing at the gate? How'd he get up here? Last breath. Last breath. Last breath. You gonna be the brother that's mad because the other brother came? You know, the prodigal son? He was mad. How he look at, hey, how about just be happy you made it up here? He'll love that, bro. I'm good. Hello? Last breath? Maybe so. We don't know. We don't know what happens in last moments. Hello? Y'all, you know I've been by the deathbed of so many people. I can't even count as they slipped over in eternity. Can't count it. Been right there. Been right there. So I'm not afraid of death. Several people call you and say, oh, I know your heart must be heavy. My heart's not here? No, it's not. Oh, our condolences. I understand people. I understand all of that. I don't know what is condolences. I know I said it to them. Somebody look it up. I don't know. Condolences. We send our deepest condolences. But I would not that you be ignorant, brother, concerning those who sleep. So he ties the ignorance of what happens in death to why people act out when people die, sorrow. And he said, I don't want you like the Gentiles, just an ungodly people, just losing it because somebody passed away. Sorrow not, even as those which have no hope. Now, did he say don't sorrow? No, he said sorrow not as those that don't have hope, right? The Bible teaches there's a time to weep, there's a time to mourn, There's a time, there's a time, there's a time. Even Jesus wept at Lazarus' tomb. Did you know that? Why did he weep? Because his friend died. But he knew he was getting raised from the dead. But he was still sad. His friend died. Going through death, right? I mean, the fact that he knew what he went through to die, you know, that should make you, you know, have a little something in your heart. But we sorrow not as those which have no hope. I mean, look at it like this. And my daughter, Nisa, she married some husband. Yeah, Dad, we're going off to live in Japan. Now, y'all, I would have some sorrow. My daughter said, oh, are you? Did I have some sorrow? I had some sorrow. I didn't want her to go. But I don't sorrow as not no hope, because I'm going to see her on Wednesday. The hope is I'm going to see her on Wednesday, and she's going to be here all the way through January. I knew that when we took her to ORU, but I still had sorrow, because immediately I wouldn't be able to access her at the house. I wouldn't be able to see her and talk to her and hear her laugh and all of the quirky sense of humor. And I wouldn't have access to that immediately. But knowing that I would see, girl, it's gonna pass by so fast. We'll see each other in November. And it did. It did. Didn't know about the break in between. But my daughter goes off to Africa or Saudi Arabia or Japan or something. And Lord, I'm not speaking that in the name of Jesus. But I would be sorry. I would have something in my heart. But I don't need people to go, oh, I know your heart is so heavy. Like, she coming back. Somebody say amen. So we're not ignorant. I love Paul. He said, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant. Now, you can choose to be ignorant, because many people just never get over this and they never believe this. This is why people that are close to you, you need to make sure that you have shared the gospel with them, so that if they go over to the other side, right? You have no blood on your what? Mama, can I use you? I use you a lot. I love my mama. But just to see her transformation, y'all, has been astounding. But I remember maybe a couple years ago, I started pushing my mom. Sharing, I said, Mom, you need to share Christ with all your friends. Do the SAT, whatever you can. Now, my mom got a lot of bark, but she not stupid. Like, she know when to listen. And she started doing that. And you know what? Her friends started dying. I don't know how many people have died since then. But you know, she talked to me, we talked the other day. She said, you know what? I don't have no blood on my hands. I shared Christ, right? And then some people I tried to share, they rejected it, right? But even then, when people die, I don't sorrow as those without hope, because I feel like I planted the seed. And guess what? The last moments, they may have accepted Christ. Somebody say amen. So I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning those that are asleep. Can I prophesy? You know some more people going to die this year? Yeah, there's some people going to die today. There'll be some more people you know that's going to pass on. I just want you to know that. And don't be ignorant concerning when they die. Now, the thing that you can do right now is do what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Mm-hmm. You got a close aunt or uncle? How many of y'all got a close aunt or uncle? Have you made sure you share Christ with them? How many of y'all close to your mom or dad? Let me see here. Did you make sure you share Christ with them? How many of y'all got a close brother or sister? Did you make sure one more time you share Christ with them? Close friend, co-worker. Did you make sure you share Christ with them? All right? So don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant when people fall asleep that you saw not even as others. Who are the others? There's a difference between us and them, right? There's a difference between us and them. You know, Pastor Gould preached last week. His last sermon he preaches on my birthday. Did you know that? But I preached the difference between us and them. He preached, what is your difference? Y'all know we don't talk about, nah, you know Pastor Gould don't talk about no message. He gonna preach. What a coincidence. Next scripture. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, this is what I want to know. What do you believe? See, this is what it boils down to. What do you believe? Oh, I know Pastor Roger, he's just going through. I wasn't going through. I know some of y'all may imagine that. I wasn't going through. Hello? You know why I wasn't going through yesterday? Because I believe that Jesus died and rose again. Do you believe that? You believe people gonna get up? Because this is what the Bible teaches. He said, for if we believe, he said, I don't want you to be ignorant. So I'm going to remind you something. Do you really believe that Jesus died and rose again? Even so, them also with sleep in Jesus, God will bring what? When he going to bring them with him? See, this is what I'm talking about. How soon could we see Pastor Gould again? Millennial reign, 1,000 years? What y'all talking about? How far are we from that? No, this is what I want to know. How soon could we see him again? See, this is why we don't sorrow as others. Right? The Gentiles, the people, oh my gosh. You know, when these rappers die, rest in power, my brother. They don't know. People die, it's just gloom, doom, and misery. But we believe. See, that's the difference between us and them. Remember, we say we don't sorrow like others without. So the difference between us and them, when somebody died, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. I know I do. Anybody do that? Anybody believe that? Even so, them which sleep in Jesus, if they are Christians, they've given their life to Christ, they're born again, they fall asleep in Jesus. And notice how Christians talk about, how Jesus talked about that, how Paul talks about that. He said, no, they're asleep. They're not really dead. Their body is asleep. Their spirit is with the Lord. Somebody say amen. But them which also sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him? When will he bring Pastor Gould with him? When? When could the rapture happen? Right? I might not even get finished with this. Is that true? All right, keep going. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. I love this. That this is what Jesus has told me. I'm telling you. That we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent those that are already asleep or that have already passed on, transitioned, died, whatever word you want to use. Keep going. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Yo, that's going to happen. Yo, that's going to happen. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God. All right? It's going to be a loud noise from heaven. And the dead in Christ, there we go. He didn't say sleep anymore. The dead in Christ shall what? I don't want you to be ignorant. Dead in Christ are going to rise first. You know the reality of it is, I talked to Pastor Good Friday, and I'm happy because somebody I talked to Friday is in heaven talking to Jesus. I hope he bring my name up. He could. It could come up. You know what I mean? Thank God I wasn't his enemy. He called me his son. Somebody say amen. Amen. So somebody I talked to last Friday, he in heaven with Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. How soon might we see Pastor Go? Huh? It could happen any moment. We can see him before the day is over. Is it so true? Is that what you believe? Y'all, that's how my mind think. That's for real. So I do sorrow, but not as one without hope. I'm going to see my daughter on Wednesday. I'm still kind of sad she missed my birthday last week. She wasn't here. But I hope. I was sad she wasn't there for my birthday, but I hope, well, girl, I'm going to see you next week. So I say amen. Yeah. And that's how it should be with anybody that dies in the Lord. Right? You can't get them on the phone no more. You know? Can't get the cell phone. I got recordings of me and Pastor Gould. I asked him, I said, can I record this? Didn't know, you know, we wouldn't be going in the rapture together, but I got recordings of Pastor Gould. Our conversations. I can't talk to him anymore. I can't call him, ask him advice anymore on the phone. And then I told Gina yesterday, I said, whenever I do something that she thought was wrong or something, I'm going to call, tell Pastor Gould. I asked her yesterday, I said, who you going to tell now? Then she quoted the cover person, cut a purple. I better not tell nobody but God. That's how we handled it yesterday. We weren't heavy. We had some sorrow. Man, we gonna miss Pastor Gould. Miss talking to him on the phone, miss having that access. But y'all, I'm gonna see him on Wednesday. Did you see what I'm saying? It's not without sorrow. Any moment now, I'm gonna see him again. Y'all, I really believe that. Do you really believe that? Y'all don't really believe that when people die. You, they just go, they go, and I'll never see them again. Huh? You're not going to ever see them again? I don't even think like that. When Mom Malone passed away, I got videos of Mom Malone. I asked her, I said, Mom Malone, tell that story. And I knew she was getting old, I mean, you know. So I started taping stuff, and I got video of her and conversation, and she's telling stories. She like tell stories. She's a storyteller. Not as good of a storyteller as her husband, Daddy Long. Wish we'd have got some of that on tape. We wish we'd have got Daddy Long on tape. But, you know, anytime I want to go back and listen to my mom, I can play it. And I don't know. I just kind of feel like I still got Mama Long. I still got it. I don't really miss her because she with me. I know so much of the stuff she said, so much stuff she taught me, you know? And I don't really miss her like that. I know other family members. I don't miss her like that. I did everything I could when she was alive. She was a wonderful woman of God. She told us how she wanted to die. She died that way. And, you know, I wrote a book in her honor, as a matter of fact. But y'all, and, you know, now that's probably the closest person to die to me. My mother would probably be, the closest if she precedes me in death. And the Lord tarries and raptures, she will probably precede me in death. But, yeah, like, man, I love Mama Long. But I don't sorrow if somebody without hope. Because I know she's alive. And when I think of Mama Long, I think of her alive. This is what I want to ask you. When you think of dead people or people's past, do you think of them as dead? This is true. This is true of me. So, when I go to a funeral, they say, a lot of times I'm a pastor or somebody, you know, that they're honoring as important. Would you like to go see the body? You know, I never go see the body. Never. Like it was something happened with our flights and all that stuff at Mama Malone's funeral. And they kept the casket open so we could get there. And when I got there, do you want to see the body? No. That's not Mama Malone. I never saw what she looked like in the casket. I think some of my children went up and saw it. I never saw it. We don't saw it as others. I'm going to take you on a field trip to a black funeral one day. You're gonna love this. All that. People got to grab them and stuff. And the gravesite is something else. Trying to jump in. I'm like, let her go, let her go, let her go, let her go. Please let her go. Ain't nobody jumping in. And if somebody jump in, we need to take them to the hospital. Like they're going to jump in. Ain't nobody jumping in. Exactly. What they going to do? Do all of that silly stuff. Because we're ignorant. That's ignorance, y'all. Now you go to the white funeral yard, they sit there and close the casket. Y'all, our people, come on. Act a fool. I'm thinking about that old Richard Pryor joke, but I shouldn't be thinking about that. Talk about the difference between white film and black film. When I talk about Mama Long, we always talk about her in the present tense. She alive, y'all. We believe she's in heaven with the Lord. We believe she's not dead. What do you believe about people that passed on? What do you believe? What do you believe? When you remember, do you remember them dead? I don't remember them dead. Not believers. We talk about Ken Hagin. Do you know Ken Hagin is alive? Oral Roberts is alive. Fred Price is alive. Like them guys, man. And me and Dr. Rogers talking yesterday. Said, boy, yeah, he got to, you know, Pastor Gould got there. He said, as soon as he walked in, Fred Price probably talked to him and said, man, we heard you was coming today, Robin. Lester Summerall, Oral Roberts. Yeah, that's for real. Do you ever think about heaven like this? Was always last time you saw him in the casket. Then people take pictures of people in the casket. I don't know. Probably people taking selfies now. I don't know. That's a corpse. It's a dead body. We went to my pastor's So that's something. I hadn't really considered that. Pastor Sampson died this year, who was my, he mentored me in preaching. Baptist pastor. I love that guy. And then Pastor Goo passed this year. I hadn't calculated that. But, you know, at our church, the Baptist church, Hopewell, like he wouldn't let nobody, like you couldn't bring a body to the front of the church. You couldn't bring a dead body in the church. People have get upset and leave the church. My husband dead body. Yeah. Well, we gotta go. And they would put the dead body like in the fellowship hall. So this is true. Cause he said, don't nothing dead belong, don't no dead body belongs in the sanctuary of God. Now, I went to his funeral, and he believed it so much. His body wasn't in the sanctuary. You remember that? His body was outside at Church Without Walls, wherever it was outside. When you walked in, I mean, they had a very big vestibule, so they put the body on the side over there. I didn't go over there looking at it because that wasn't his body. I mean, that wasn't him. That was his body. That was somewhere he lived. You know, if I want to see you, you know, I don't go by your old house. I don't. I know where somebody I used to live. I know they used to live. I know where she used to live. I know where somebody. You know, I'll never go by your old house to see you. I don't. Because she's not there. Somebody say amen. Y'all, let's not be ignorant concerning those that sleep in God. Let's not be ignorant concerning those that die before us and they love God and they live for God and they work for God. Let's not, and I don't care who dies. Yeah, I don't care who dies. Some of y'all were on the healing school at Kenneth Hagin said this, he's telling a joke. He said, they asked a man one time, say, do you want to go to heaven? He said, no. He said, you don't want to go to heaven? He said, no. He said, you don't want to go to heaven when you die? He said, oh, yeah, I want to go to heaven when I die. I thought you was talking about right now. I thought you was getting the load up right now. No, I don't want to go. When I say I don't care who dies, I'm not planning on dying. Somebody say amen. If I die before you die, don't lose your mind. Don't sorrow as one without hope. Somebody say amen. Because the Lord gonna descend from heaven. Y'all, that's gonna happen. Y'all believe the word of God? This is a true statement. It is going to happen. The Lord is going to descend from heaven with a shout. Aren't you glad that we're not talking about when the Lord did that? Man, it's just got bad the last 3.5 years, man. Y'all remember when the Lord descended from heaven with a shout and took all the ready Christians away? Aren't you glad we're not a part of the tribulation force? Some of you very well, maybe. If you don't get serious about God. Because you know too much. You're going to be a part of tribulation for us if you're left behind. Because you know way too much. What you know? Well, my pastor, he's talking about rapture, revelation. Rapture, revelation. Well, tell me where that. Well, he got some books. Where they at? The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Keep going. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him, with them in the clouds. With them. With them. So when we get caught up, in the clouds with them. I'm praying, God, you know, let me go by way of Pastor Gould or something. I could be with him in the clouds. All right? We're going to be caught up together with them. Who? The dead in Christ. Who rose first? Ken Hagin coming back. Oral Roberts coming back. Lester Sumrall coming back. John Osteen is coming back. William Seymour, the black man, started Azusa Street, started Pentecostalism in 1900s. He's coming back. Smith Wigglesworth, he'll be back. Billy Graham, he'll be back. Reinhard Bonnke, he'll be back. Catherine Kuhlman, she'll be back. The dead in Christ. Mama Long, you'll be back. Dead in Christ, I'm gonna rise. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We'll never leave the Lord again. Never leave the Lord. And, you know, we'll be back to earth. You know, we'll be back here. 1,000-year reign. Who's going to be with us? The Lord. We'll always be with him. And we'll all be together forever. What's the old song? There'll be no more goodbyes, no more howdy-howdies. We never have to say goodbye again. Because we'll all be together. Somebody say amen. Y'all, it's going to happen. I believe that the rapture can happen at any moment. I believe that those that have died and gone before us will see us real soon. Let me tell you what I believe about time in heaven. This is what I really believe. You ever been to sleep? You ever... Think about it like this. You ever had your alarm clock go off and you pushed the snooze or whatever you did, and it was 5 o'clock when it went off, and then you woke up about 2 minutes later and it was 6:30? Right? Well, I believe that sleep, and that's why the Bible talks about sleep, is a suspension between time and eternity. Why you can lose track of time. Matter of fact, and my mom can probably bear this, so I haven't asked her, but they say people that go into comas, they can be in a coma for 6 months, but like they've been asleep for, you know, 30 minutes, something like that. They've lost track of time. Is this true? Here's what we know, that in eternity, time is swallowed in eternity. That means that time in heaven is very fast, as we know it, which means that same time will be slow on earth. So what that would mean is somebody that, you know, got to heaven today, so to speak, or Friday would be Pastor Gould. If I died 40 years from now, I'd be 90-something years old. To him in heaven, it might be 5 to 10 minutes. Do you see what I'm saying? And people that have gone to heaven, come back, they've said similar things about time. So, yeah, we miss them, but they don't have no time to miss us. We'll be there on Wednesday. We'll be there soon. We'll be with them. Time on earth seems long. That same time in heaven is very short. So I don't want you to ever be ignorant about those that sleep. Losing a lot of your friends, they passing on. But we don't sorrow as those without hope. Amen. My mom found out somebody else passed away this week or last week or something. Yeah. It's okay. We're going to see them again. The ones that died in Christ. The ones that died in Christ. There's a difference between those who are with us that died and them. But you know, we don't know who's us in them. We won't know till we get there. And I might have to say, what's up, Adolf? I'm glad you made it. I ain't gonna be mad. I'm just gonna be glad I made it. I'm like, Jesus, come here, man. No, I'm not doing that. What are you doing? No. I'll be glad I made it. Marvin Winans wrote a song. He said, millions didn't make it. But I was one of the ones who did. Yeah. Yeah. That's all I'm going to be concerned about. Amen. I believe Pastor Goo made it. He lived, he preached, he taught separation, holiness, what we're teaching right now. That was his last message last week. What is your difference? We preach the difference between us and them. That's our difference. That's the kingdom church's difference is me, Dr. Rogers, Pastor Gould. That's our difference, is that we preach holiness and we preach sanctification and separation and consecration. That's why our young adults, all of them want to get married and they're not sleeping with each other. Because that's what we preach over here. Isn't it good just to be in a pure atmosphere? Yeah, not perfect, but pure. How many times you play the church like that, bro? Yeah, not perfect, but pure. That's our difference. That was Pastor Goo's difference. And that's what he preached all the time. Separate. How can we as Christians participate in? How can you let your sons and daughters do this, this, and this? Now you're supposed to be a Christian, supposed to be Holy Ghost filled. That's Pastor Gould. And that's how he lived. I believe he made it. And I believe we can see him again as soon as today. Somebody say amen. Amen. Why could we see him as soon as today? Because the rapture could happen at any time. I really believe that. Now, do you really believe it or you just say that? See, some of y'all just say that. No, I really believe that. That's the difference. So my emotions succumb to that. That's why I don't sorrow as those without hope. Because I love Pastor Bill. I love him. You're not going to hear no D's on my stuff. We loved Pastor. No, I love Pastor Gould. Because you know what Jesus said? God is the God of the living and not the dead. God is the God of the living. When he was talking about Abraham, we're going to get into that scripture today, 10 o'clock. Talking about Abraham's our father, isn't that? He said, Abraham lived to see my day. They was talking about him in the past tense. He said, God's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. They still alive. That's what Jesus told Moses, Abraham, they all still alive. Somebody say amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed.